Welcome back, fellow travelers. This is episode 101 on Streets and Eats. And today on the podcast, we are taking you to the jungles of Thailand and an elephant adventure at the Happy Elephant Home.
Welcome to Streets and Eats, the travel and food podcast dedicated to taking our listeners to the sights, sounds, and flavors of fascinating places near and far, both on and off the beaten path. We're Jim and Corinne Vale, and we've been traveling internationally and domestically together for decades, visiting more than 90 countries in all 50 states in the USA. We'll share all of the local knowledge and food expertise we've gathered through years of living as expats in Asia and Europe, as well as traveling with families spanning multiple generations around the world. Join us each week for a new adventure.
Swadika. So today we're talking about Thailand.
That's right.
In particular, yes, we've been to Bangkok and Phuket and Chiang Mai and Son Pla. And today, though, we're speaking about a specific place in Thailand, and that in Chiang Mai, Thailand, or outside of Chiang Mai. And that's the Happy Elephant Sanctuary.
The Happy Elephant Home, Elephant Sanctuary is, yeah, you get there from Chiang Mai, but it's out in the jungles where you would expect to find elephants, right?
Well, you would. And it's kind of funny because we would have never gotten there on our own. So it was nice that they came and picked us up. We were just, you know, it's one of those things you feel like you just sort of let yourself be swept away, so to speak. Yeah. You get into a van and keep your fingers crossed. No, it's fine.
They take you off through the jungles. They take you off through the jungles and yeah, you hope for the best. Of course, you know, we didn't just go into our hotel and say, we want to go to an elephant sanctuary. What do you recommend? And go with whatever they wanted to sell us. You did quite a bit of research, I think.
Well, because I think, you know, nowadays, I think it's very important to pick an animal activity that is treating the animals with the respect they should be treated with.
That's right.
And a lot of businesses around the world who have particular exotic animals could exploit that. And so what I wanted to do is make sure that the place that we chose to go was there for the elephants, that we were just a way to make money to help support them. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's akin to volunteering in respect where I get more out of it than I put into it in all respects. But I don't mind paying for that experience. I don't mind paying even a little bit more for that the experience when I know that it's going to be for a good cause and they're treating the elephants well.
Yeah, well, I think that's really important. And one of the things that you are going to hear over and over again when you're in Thailand and you're looking at elephant sanctuaries is one way to tell how they're treating their elephants is if they're giving elephant rides. If you can ride the elephants, it's probably not the best sanctuary because elephants weren't really made for riding. And
in fact, when we were there, remember they showed us a photo, or not a photo, but a diagram of an elephant skeleton. Mm-hmm. And it was very sad to see where the skull is connected to the spine and how delicate that area is, which is, of course, where a lot of people are doing the riding. So at any rate, we did our research and yeah, we chose this Happy Elephant Sanctuary.
And I think we'd really recommend them because they were great. You could go for a half day tour. You could go for a 1 day tour, or you could go for the 2 days and spend the night there.
It's not a luxury.
It definitely place. Is not glamping, but they will put you up and they'll feed you. We did choose the 2 days and one night. And I'm really glad we did because we wanted to spend as much time as we could with the elephants.
Not only with that, but usually in my experience traveling around the world, everything that you do out of business hours, so in the evening hours, in the morning hours, and night too, but more on evening and morning, I think, that's when you get to spend more time with the local people.
That's right.
And in this case, the elephants too. That's right. But the local people are also part of it. And I think, so for me, I'm always looking for those experiences that I'm going to get to spend more time in with the local people, in with whatever activity that I'm doing. So yeah, we chose the two night. I mean, not the two night, the 2 day, one night.
That's right. And when we got there, we found there was already people there.
Yeah.
And we picked people up along the way. So it wasn't just us going out there. There was three of us that were going for the overnight. And so they had already started the experience in the morning. And they had done some things with the elephants. And at some point in time, they left. Did another group come that day or was that the next day?
So the first day that we were there, we did come and there was already a group there, but they hadn't started doing anything. They just changed their clothes.
That's right.
Because the first thing you do when you go to the Happy Elephant Sanctuary, and maybe other sanctuaries are the same, I don't know, is that you don the garments, the clothes of the local people who have traditionally taken care of the elephants. And you'll see in our photos it's, you know, a very colorful top.
Head to toe.
From head to toe, we had changed clothes. And so they had changed clothes and basically they were waiting for us to go about. Then some of them left after lunch and then most of them, all the rest of them left after, right before dinner. And then the next day, there was another group that came in while we were there in the morning. So we did have other people coming in and out, and they really managed it well, I thought.
They really did.
And it was pretty seamless.
And they never really seemed to have too many people there. The max I think I saw was...
I think 12.
Maybe 12?
Yeah, I think 12.
So small group. And for our overnight, of course, it was just us three, so a really small group.
Yeah, we went with my sister Ernestine. It's all part of our Southeastern Asia trip where we went to Thailand and Laos and Vietnam and showed her around, you know, where we had been hanging out for the last 6 months.
Yeah. So, and also took the opportunity to do some new things that we hadn't done yet, knowing that she was coming and she would want to do them too. So that was kind of fun.
It was fun.
Okay, so why don't we talk a little bit about the activities that we did do?
You know, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but I was surprised at how many different things we did. We went there to be with the elephants, and of course they know that, and so they take you right out there and introduce you to the three elephants. Mojico,
Molo,
and Wabon.
Wabon.
And I was a little bit, at first, disappointed that there was only three elephants, because I expected more. But as it turns out, again, it goes back to what the people who own the elephants can do and do it without hurting or scrimping or having to do things that they don't need to do. So there was a larger sanctuary across the river.
There was.
That had lots and lots of elephants.
Like hundreds of elephants.
And I'm kind of glad we didn't go there. We saw them, but we didn't go in that area. But when we first got there, they took us right to the elephants.
That's right. As soon as we changed, right out to the elephants, and we each got a bag of bananas that were cut in half. And you just walk up to the elephants, be friendly, talk low and gentle to them, scratch around their face, pat their bodies, that kind of stuff. And then offer them a banana, and they'll take it out of your hand and chomp it right down. Or they'll sneak into your bag and take them out of your bag.
Or if those bananas are too green, one of the elephants, I think it was Wabon.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, yeah. I'm spoiled. So she would throw them.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. And you could immediately see the different personalities that the elephants had, which, I mean, I love that.
Yeah. And two of the elephants, I think, had been there longer, Mojico and Molo. And they were like best friends. And they didn't want anything to do with Wabon. So that was kind of funny. If they would get too close, they would like tell her, go away. They weren't mean or anything. They never like moved faster than I could, for sure. So I never really felt in danger.
We weren't in danger. Yeah.
It was just very peaceful and fun with them. Okay, so we fed them bananas. And then after that,
we went on a walk with them to the river, and that's where you lost your glasses.
Yeah. So we went to the river, and that's where we did the elephant washing. So it's like the elephant wash, right?
It's like a car wash.
Kind of troop into the river one at a time. They're all in the river, and we're taking buckets, standing on the edge of the river, and just kind of heaving buckets of water up onto the elephants to kind of clean them off and cool them off. And pretty soon, the elephant, what do you call them, guides?
Mahout.
The Mahout, for lack of a, are they called Mahouts in Thailand?
The guys who take care of the elephants are called Mahouts.
All right, so the Mahouts were with the elephants, of course, the whole time. And they're down there, and they're also throwing the buckets out. And it turned into a bit of a game. Like, if you were standing on one side of the elephant and a Mahout was on the other side, they would take a bucket of water and sling it. All the water would go over the elephant and land right on you. So pretty soon, we're all in the water.
Splashing around. It's swimming. Not really.
It's not deep. So yeah, you're not swimming. And the current wasn't fast. So we weren't in
too much danger.
Just having fun. Throwing water. It was hot, of course. It's Thailand. In summertime. And just having a great time. And of course, at one point in time, my glasses came off and fell in the river.
The glasses he's wearing right now. So yeah, spoiler alert, he got them back.
We got them back. And
it took a while, though.
What was really funny is Ernestine got really concerned for me. She's like, we got to find them. So there was a bit of a current where they came off. So we were worried that they had swept downstream.
Yeah, we thought they're goners.
Yeah. So we're like...
It's muddy.
Now we are basically swimming. We're kind of laying in the water, hands on the bottom, feeling for the glasses. No sign of them. We did that for like 10 minutes. This is muddy water. Elephants probably upstream, everywhere, doing you know what in the water.
And you can't think about that, though.
Finally, I'm like, you know what? They're gone. Let's just have a good time.
And then this thing goes...
No. We go back to where we started, and I'm, for some reason, like right where I was standing when they fell off, just reached down and felt around one last time, and there they were. I found them.
Oh, I thought Ernestine found them.
No.
Anyway.
She was pretty mad at me because she was like way out in the river looking everywhere.
She wasn't mad.
And, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, that was a lot of fun. And it worked out nicely that he didn't actually lose his glasses because he didn't have a spare. And then we went back to the main sanctuary area where we made lunch. And lunch was a little bit of fun. It was not a cooking lesson.
Right.
It was basically build your own soup, build your own noodle bowl.
Right.
So they had an assembly line and they showed you, you know, how to do it, how to get the noodles. There's a couple different choices of noodles. There was the things you can put on top of it. There was the different vegetables to put inside it. I don't remember everything.
Sauces to add to the broth.
Sauces, spices. I made mine a little bit too spicy, but yeah, who cares? And so you kind of went through and made your own, which I thought was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, you're right. It wasn't a cooking lesson.
No.
They weren't teaching us how to make it because all the components were ready and lined up for us. So it was more like a, you know, like a potato bar or that type of thing.
Yeah.
In this case,
it was a build your own
soup.
In this case,
it's a pho bar or a soup bar.
Pho bar, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really cool.
Yeah, and it was delicious too.
And it was really good. And you could have as much as you want. I mean, I had one bowl, but I think you had two bowls.
I had two.
And I think Ernestine had two bowls too. I don't remember, but there was plenty of food and there was still some left over when we left. After lunch,
we went out and made the medicine balls.
No, that was the next day.
Oh, you're right. We didn't do that twice, did we?
We made sandwiches at some point, and then we made medicine balls the next day in the morning. But we made, basically, you take loaves of sandwiches, which...
Loaves of sandwich bread.
Sandwich bread, and bananas, and mush, and I don't even know what was in it. But you sort of rolled it up into a ball, as big as a softball size. And then we went out and we fed them the banana sandwiches balls. And then we did the mud pit. With the mud massage, like the elephant spa. Yeah. I wasn't getting in for the elephant
spa. You did
spa.
Not go in the mud.
No.
But it was a lot of fun. The mud pit was big enough for only one elephant. So only one elephant would go in at a time. And the idea was just to sling mud at them, get it up on their backs. And the mud helps them stay cool. It keeps the mosquitoes from biting them. It helps to soothe the mosquito bites they do have. I mean, this is Thailand, and you know there's mosquitoes.
There's lots of mosquitoes. Anyway, it was another fun activity.
We got muddy.
Yeah, we got muddy. Or they did, I should say. I took pictures. I took the easy way out. And then we went back, and that's when pretty much everybody left.
Yeah, and we took showers and got the mud off. which was nice.
Yeah, they had showers right there. Everybody was able to take showers. So that was kind of, that was really nice. And then everybody left and we're like, okay,
what are we doing now?
So Pupe, our guide, the one that had been hanging out with us, she comes up and she's kind of conspiratorial. She's so cute. She says, you guys want to go to town? And we're like, yes, we do. And by town, she didn't mean all the way back to Chiang Mai. No. She meant that little village.
The little local village.
Little local village. She took us to a grocery store where she met the guy. And she was like showing us all the different Thai snacks. And she was so proud.
The grocery store was about the size of our living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Not very big. And they had, of course, the essentials that you would need for living out in the village.
But we got a few snacks, and that was fun. We went to a temple, you know, which wasn't much different than other temples necessarily, but it was fun, and it was nice to listen to her. We had a good time, and very peaceful and pretty. And then she took us to a cafe that overlooked the river, and there I had one of my favorite things, a coconut coffee, and I don't know what you had.
Some kind of coffee.
Anyway, so we sat there and just like people would for the day. I mean, the only other people in there were locals. She knew everybody, of course.
Yeah.
And they just chatted and we chatted and we just relaxed. And it was really nice. And meantime, back at the sanctuary, one of the other ladies was making our dinner.
Mm. And we were supposed to have a cooking lesson for dinner. And so we did get to go back in the kitchen and they're explaining what we're making. But again, it wasn't so much a cooking lesson as...
Well, for people who love cooking lessons... Yeah, for people who love cooking lessons, I wouldn't really call it a cooking lesson. It was more of a demonstration, information, explaining the... I mean, they were very nice and it was very fun. And we talked and laughed and we did stir a few things, that kind of stuff.
We made a few dishes.
But it wasn't... I wouldn't say it was truly a cooking lesson by that standard. But it doesn't matter. Well, we weren't there to do a cooking lesson. We were there to be with the locals and be with the elephants and just have a good old time. They also had a lot of dogs. They had rescued a lot of dogs. True. So the reason I just thought of that is because the dogs were there for us throughout when we were in the main part of the sanctuary. And they were just so sweet. They were just there. It's like they met you the first day. And then, of course, after that, you're part of the family and they would come and sit by you and... They were very sweet. They didn't beg.
No. I'm sure they got quite a bit of food after we were done eating because we made way too much food.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we must have made enough food for the whole bunch of people that had already left.
Yeah. We had curry. We had mango rice, deviled eggs.
Pad Thai. The deviled eggs were really good. They weren't, of course, Thai deviled egg with soy sauce and peanuts and I don't know, but
delicious.
I loved them. I'm going to try and find a recipe for that and do that on a recipe thing. And then, of course, we had regular pad Thai and we had some curry and things
fresh
that you
fruit.
Expect in a Thai meal. And it was delicious. I mean, we'd had noodles for lunch. We were having rice and bigger stuff for dinner. And then they took us to our overnight accommodation.
Our overnight house, which was a wooden house, very traditional. Not like an old stick house. I mean, this was a normal house. But it had a beautiful veranda looking out over the valley and the elephants below. You could hear them.
Well, you could see everything.
You could hear them.
It was a beautiful sunset. You could hear them calling.
Calling at night. Yeah. And beautiful view of the sunset over the hills behind it. Mosquitoes, not too bad.
They didn't bother me the whole time we were there. So, I mean, I don't think I'm forgetting that. I would remember mosquitoes.
Bed was comfortable. Water in the shower.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So it wasn't glamping, like we said.
It was a very nice, quote unquote, Airbnb-ish type little place that
in a village.
In a traditional village. Well, it's out. Not really in the village.
It was off by itself. But.
And it was beautiful and it was comfortable. But there wasn't good water there. It was better to take the shower down. Thankfully, we had taken the shower down the hill. And they did have a beautiful table. I would have loved to eat there, but of course that would have required them to bring everything up. So basically we just sort of hung out there a little bit. They gave us some drinks and we sat around watching the sunset and enjoyed ourselves and finally went to bed.
Yeah.
And got up and went down for breakfast.
They picked us up and brought us back down for breakfast. And I don't really remember breakfast. I'm sure it was just fruit and rice and probably some leftovers from the night before.
It may have been, yeah. I really don't remember either.
But then the big thing that morning was to take the elephants for a longer walk. So we went off walking through the valley.
About 2Ks or so.
Yeah, a good 2K walks. A good hour, 2 hours total, I think. Down to this old revered tree that was off in the jungle by itself. And the elephants just loved the whole walk. And they would stop and they'd pick up a branch to eat. And we just had a great time.
They would walk with us. And then they just...
Yeah, one of the elephants would come up and walk with you for a while and then drop back. And the other elephant would come up and walk. So it's like they wanted to like be with us.
Yeah, it was really nice. And what was nice about it was just Ernestine, Jim, and me and Poupe and the Mahouts. That's it. So, of course, the Mahouts are always there with the elephants. And Poupe works at the sanctuary. We were one of her first groups. She was very new, but I think she loved it.
Yeah.
And then just us. And so it was just really nice. It was a good morning walk. We enjoyed ourselves tremendously. And then when we got back, more people came for the next day.
Yeah, for their experience. And that was when we made the medicine balls.
We didn't do the same thing as the group this day, because what they did is they got their bags, they got their bananas, and they went out. Meantime, while they're feeding them just regular bananas, this is when we were making the medicine balls.
Yeah.
And in order to make them...
Well, if you've ever made mochi or seen it being made, mochi is the pounded rice in Japan, right? Where you have a big stump that's hollowed out in the middle, and you use a big hammer, and you just pound the rice. Well, to make the medicine balls for the elephants was the same type of concept, but instead of a hammer, they had a huge wooden-like contraption on a hinge in the middle that you pushed one end up and down and up and down, and it pounded the stuff in the thing. And so while one person's handling the big stick, pushing up and down, the other people are around the wooden bowl, for lack of a better term, carefully pushing with a stick all the ingredients down, so they're going to keep getting pounded by the hammer.
But that's a little wrong. They were with us during that part. They weren't with us on the bamboo, on the banana cutting, right. Chopping. We did banana right. Chopping, which was
they made the balls very tight. Yeah. And then we, after they were made, of course, we went out and fed them to the elephants.
Yeah.
And then I think the group that had come for the day tour, took the elephants off and maybe went to the river. One of the things that we had done the day before, I don't know what they were doing. But then we went back, like you were saying, and we started chopping up the banana leaf, the banana tree branches, and with machetes. So we got to use machetes in the jungle.
Bucket list, check.
Chopping down branches and chopping them into bits. So that the elephants would have lots of food, because that's their primary food.
And they eat a lot of food.
After that, I think that was pretty much it.
We changed our clothes back into our civvies. And then we got back into the van and they took us back to our hotel.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. I mean, the whole experience, it wasn't overly expensive.
It really wasn't.
It was... Definitely. I learned a lot about elephants. I learned a lot about Thailand. I learned a lot about the locals and how they live. And I think overall, it was just a wonderful experience. Now, to be honest, I don't know that you need to spend the night. For us, first of all, it was very, I'm going to say, Spartan.
Right. Did we get more out of spending the night
than if we had just done a day trip?
I don't really think so. We did get the walk in the morning with the elephants.
Right.
Because you're not with a big group during the day anyway, every time you're with the elephants, there's only maybe two or three other people around you with the elephants, because they have three of them, so you all split up. I don't feel like we didn't get enough time with the elephants on the day trip part. I think that would have been fine.
I think a half day is not enough.
Yeah, no.
But I can understand why people do it, because, of course, you know, depending if you're a backpacker or what have you.
Right.
A day trip was the most popular thing, and I think it probably, there's a good reason for that. Although I'm going to say that I'm glad we did the 2-day.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
And I would recommend the 2-day if you have the time. A lot of people just don't have that kind of time.
Well, and you have to know that it's not luxury.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same as staying in a hotel. It's just not. You're kind of roughing it for the night.
How about a rating? I would give it 5 out of 5. I would do that again. even back to the same sanctuary.
I would too. I loved everything about it. I loved the owners. I loved Pupe. I loved the meals they served us. I loved the elephants, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. And it was just so well done. It was so well done. It was so pretty. We were out in the middle of...
It was peaceful. It was serene. You could tell the elephants were loved and really well taken care of. And yeah, I'm sure there are other experiences, elephant sanctuaries, that you could go to and you could have as good a time.
I would just do
research. But we picked that one and it really paid off.
Anyway.
That's it. Find an elephant sanctuary and go for it.
All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of Streets and Eats. If you liked what you heard, please show us some love, hit the like button, and leave us a review. Maybe even subscribe so you don't miss any future podcasts. Also, we'd love it if you joined us on our Facebook private group, Streets and Eats, where we just have an ongoing conversation about all things travel. Ciao for now.